Beside tennis courts at a park along Kirkwood Highway in Price's Corner, 16-year-old Savannah Shepherd digs up soil. It will later be placed in a jar marked George White. George White is the victim of the most well-documented lynching in Delaware. After visiting the Equal Justice Initiative's National Memorial for Peace and Justice in Montgomery, Alabama, Shepherd organized the marker for George White unveiled last week. White was an African-American laborer accused of killing a white girl in 1903. He denied involvement and was awaiting trial in the Newcastle County Workhouse in what is now Greenbank Park when he was dragged out by a white mob. He was burned alive before a crowd of spectators. Historians say no one was ever indicted or convicted for involvement in his murder. According to Delaware Public Archives officials, George White's lynching is the first in the state to be remembered with a marker. It is the only one in Delaware documented in the Equal Justice Initiative's database of more than 4,000 lynchings across the U.S. But historians say George White's is not the only lynching that occurred in the first state. Former Delaware State University professor Yahuru Williams attributes the lack of documented lynchings in Delaware in part to the state not seceding from the Union during the Civil War.
The former states of the Confederacy were under the purview of the U.S. Army and the Freedmen's Bureau, and they operated in those states to maintain order. And because you had that influence, there's better documentation of incidents of racial violence in those states because, of course, the Army and the Freedmen's Bureau are there to record them. So it's not that the Freedmen's Bureau isn't active in Delaware, but Delaware isn't under Reconstruction in the way that other states are. There's less of an incidence of reporting, and sometimes it's a little bit, you have to dig a little harder to find those incidents of violence.
Williams has documented two other Delaware lynchings in the 1860s, one in Lipsick and the other in Smyrna.
Are there others that, you know, I may have missed or may not have been classified or gone unreported? That's absolutely possibly the case.
Savannah Shepherd and members of the Delaware Social Justice Remembrance Coalition she founded are among those determined to try to document others.
They aren't always called lynchings, so you kind of have to pull from just different cases and just research.
Delaware Historical Society Director David Young says his organization is working to form a statewide partnership with educational institutions, local historical societies, and citizens to uncover more incidents of racial terror in Delaware.
This is only one in Newcastle County, the marker to George White, but there are incidents in Kent and Sussex County that may not have been called lynchings at the time, but they certainly qualify as some element of racial terror, racial violence, or unequal justice.
Young says they will use contemporary news accounts, church records, and interviews with living Delawareans. They'll also look to national experts when developing criteria for what classifies a lynching. Then they will work to memorialize the incidents. Jonathan Kubakundimana is with the Equal Justice Initiative.
We believe that no one should ever drive or walk past a location where a lynching occurred and not know that a lynching occurred there. And so we have this project where we're trying to put up markers all across the country at every site where we've documented a lynching.
He says he sees documenting lynchings as restorative.
We believe here at EJI that we need to break the silence around this history. Many of the communities where these lynchings occurred, there isn't a real consciousness about the horror, the terror of these lynchings. But even more importantly, the legacy of this history, the ways in which this history continues to shape and inform a whole range of contemporary issues.
Savannah Shepherd also sees the historical incidents of racial terror she's working to commemorate as relevant to the present.
You know, like, yes, slavery was abolished, but we still see some forms of it in mass incarceration today. So I think bringing the idea back now is kind of what my goal is.
For now, George White will be remembered through the new marker at Greenbank Park and the Jar of Soil, which will head to the Milton Historical Society and may end up at the Equal Justice Initiative's Legacy Museum near the National Memorial in Montgomery. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.